Rob needs to create a self-service customer community where customers can look up knowledge articles. In this demo, we'll follow Rob as he creates the customer community using the Napili template in the Community Builder. Rob navigates to Setup, Customize, Communities, All Communities. To create a new community, Rob first clicks New Community and then chooses the Napili template. He enters Customer Support Community as the name of the community page. To customize the default URL, Rob enters Customer Support in the optional box and clicks Create Community to complete creating the community. Now Rob has to make this community available to different profiles. He clicks Go to Community Management and then navigates to Members under the Administration section. He selects All in the Search Pick list to make all profiles available from the Available Profiles list and clicks the Add button to add profiles. As the creator of the community, his own profile has automatically been added. He wishes to grant access rights to the customer community to the members of certain groups as well. Therefore, from the Available Permissions Sets list, he selects and adds the Customer Support Community Pilot Group permission and saves the changes. Rob will receive a link through an email once the membership for this community is updated. Using this link, he can view members or make additional changes to the community. Rob now adds a header logo and footer text for the self-service customer community. He begins by clicking Login and Registration. Under the section, he clicks Choose File, navigates to the desktop, selects the awlogo.jpg file that was downloaded earlier, and clicks Open. Next, he enters the footer text and saves the changes. Rob specifies the email sender information and customizes the template for chatter notification emails and the welcome email that users will receive when they are added to the community. He begins with clicking Emails. In the Sender section, he can specify the sender information that appears on each email. So he enters AW Computing Customer Support Community in the From Name field, and in the Email Address field, he enters the company's support email address. Next, he moves on to the appearance of chatter notification emails. He wants to replace the default Salesforce chatter logo with the AW Computing logo, so he clicks the lookup icon next to the logo field and selects the logo from the search results list. Then, replaces the default footer text with AW Computing's details. Furthermore, Rob wants to send welcome emails using a branded template, so he clicks the lookup icon next to the Welcome New Member field. In the lookup window, the Community Templates folder he created earlier is pre-selected, so he just searches for the word welcome and picks the branded template. Rob leaves the default sample password templates as they are and finishes off customization by selecting his branded case comment notification template and saves the changes. Next, Rob enables preferences per the need of the organization. When he has added the preferences, he clicks Save to save the changes. After successfully setting up the community with the Napili template, Rob can use the Community Management page to add the key navigational and featured topics that need to be featured in the community. So he navigates to Topics and then Navigational Topics. Under the text box, he enters Laptops and then clicks Add to add the topic. He repeats the process for desktops and printers. Rob also needs to specify the data categories in order to add related articles to the topics he has just added. He clicks on the Add Articles icon, selects All, and then clicks Add Articles and Close Window for laptops. He repeats the steps for the other two topics. Finally, he clicks Save to save the topics he has added. After this, Rob selects laptops, desktops, and printers as the featured topics on the site's homepage, and then saves the changes. Rob has successfully created a self-service customer community for knowledge articles using the Napili template.